You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and setbacks, and much more. Today we are with Shane Forrest, aka the Shakin' Jamaican, who is a professional musician and Juno nominated producer from Kingston, Jamaica, who is now based in Toronto, Canada. Shane is a multi-instrumentalist and plays bass and guitar in Toronto's longest running ska band, The Arsenals, and the lead guitarist for Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers. Shane, welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So I understand you grew up in Jamaica and became established in the Kingston, Jamaica live music scene. What was it like when you first came to Canada, and how did you reestablish yourself as a professional musician?
It was really different. It was very intimidating when I first came to Canada, mostly because, it's a new place. You don't know a lot of people. And I knew some Jamaican musicians that had migrated from Jamaica to Toronto that I tried to get in touch with, but some of them were no longer gigging or some of them had moved on. So it was literally like starting all over again. And as well as I did in the Kingston scene in Jamaica, it didn't really translate to anything here in Canada. Like, nobody really knew who I was or who I worked with. So it was really just starting over from scratch. And which was a little, it was a little discouraging at first, but you know, when you love something, you're going to find a way to do it. And I got back into it by just looking up shows in the paper, of mainstream stuff, and just showing up to shows and cornering people as they come off the stage and giving them my card and letting them know where I'm from and what I do and that I'm available. It was quite a process. And after a while, the first person I actually went up to was Tanya Mullings. I think she's based in the States now, but she's quite a popular reggae singer a few years back. And I went to one of her shows and told her who I was and how I work. And a couple months later, she called me for a gig. And that was a big breakthrough gig for me, because quite a few cats in the scene saw me play that. And I just started getting work from there, and it just kind of ballooned up.
Beautiful. Now, your musical background is in reggae, but I understand that you also love rock and roll, and in fact, were a member of the first rock band in Jamaica. How does rock come through your music today?
I still play a lot of like blues, bass, rock. I love that stuff. Like in Jamaica, I was one of the few guys in a Jamaican high school that had like Deep Purple records and Guns N' Roses stuff, and Van Halen. What I've tried to do is with the reggae when I was in Jamaica, is I was that guy that could do some of the rock solos over the reggae songs, which is how I made a name for myself. And at one point, you know, I just put together a straight up rock band in Jamaica. And we did covers. We weren't really doing anything original, but we were the only rock cover band that was doing like a lot of like AC/DC, Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix type stuff. And we had a regular once a gig week. And how it kind of evolved into what I'm doing today is a lot of the music I release and work on today is very much hybrid, where you can hear there's a very strong reggae influence, there's funk influences, but you add that edge, that little grit with the guitar. And, you know, not it's not so harsh where it's like metal or like really hard rock, but it's that nice bluesy, saturated, you know, like Jeff Beck's one of my biggest heroes. He's a great example of like the type of rock that we try to add to the reggae.
What advice would you most want to give to up-and-coming musicians about pursuing a career in music?
The biggest advice I could give is, first of all, practice as much as you can on your own time, because there's lots of guys out there who want it, and it's very, very competitive. And if you have the chops and the ability and the knowledge, the language to communicate with other musicians, it just makes getting gigs a lot easier. And the real cardinal rule is never to give up. And I would find the number one reason why some people find they never got anywhere in the business or find it very frustrating is at some point they don't see it happening and they stop doing it and they do something else. And the trick is to, you know, to get through the tough times, get through the peaks and the valleys, and keep doing it, because there are good careers out there. You can make a living doing it, but it does have ups and downs. And the trick is to not give up and just have faith in yourself and keep work as hard as you can. And have a strong work ethic. And I find what's kept me the lights on in my home, playing music, is, you know, when I get gigs, you know, I show up, learn the material, you know, be punctual, and be polite, diplomatic, and I just work well with others and work hard, and it'll happen. It'll be there for you, but the trick is not to give up.
Yeah, certainly some good tips for the entrepreneur. Along with that, kind of musicians and entrepreneurs kind of work hand in hand with that type of approach. Now, today we're joined by Shane Forrest, a.k.a. the Shakin' Jamaican, who is a multi-instrumentalist and plays bass and guitar in Toronto's longest-running ska band, the Arsenals, and the lead guitarist for Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shane, what's the hardest lesson you've learned in your career, and what did you learn from that experience?
The hardest lesson, I would say, is definitely be in tune with what's happening around you. And I'm just being professional. Because when I was younger, I definitely think I lost a couple gigs, a couple opportunities, just being brash. Or, you know, when you're getting gigs and you're like 18, 19 years old, it's all very exciting. It can get to your head and so forth. And I'm pretty sure that there's a couple opportunities that passed me by that I just wasn't in tune with what was going on around me. Just kind of caught up doing my own thing. I wasn't being very professional with the business end. And, you know, when I look back on it, I said, you know what, man, there's some things, there could have been some other opportunities if, you know, I wasn't so caught up in all the lights and the smoke of the stage and so forth. And I wouldn't call it a regret, because it's a learning experience. I mean, if you don't go through that, you don't learn from that. But I would definitely say that the hardest part is just trying to keep being objective and having a cool head and balancing the excitement of doing what you love. Because you have to be business-like about it in order for it to be profitable, like any job. But at the same time, it's a passion. And there are elements out there that will play on your emotions because of what you enjoy doing. And the trick is to stay objective. And that's the hardest part, is staying objective. You know, I'm not taking the gigs that you feel are taking advantage of you. Because they are out there. There are a lot of, disreputable promoters and clubs and other musicians and other band leaders and so forth that are just running on their own agenda. And the hardest part is just, you know, going through those people who are genuine about wanting to work with you and wanting to build something with you, and some people that just want you for that moment, and as soon as that moment's done, then you're gone. And that's, I would say, is the hardest part. And as a young person, as someone who's young coming up, I could definitely call a few moments where I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, those are all the things that you learn from.
Definitely. Good stuff. Now, what would you say about how to maintain a positive attitude in life and in business, even when you face adversity or struggle?
Makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Having a positive outlook, it really does make all the difference. And not just with music, just with everything in life. You know, having a positive outlook, you know, telling yourself that, you know, things will work out, may not be immediately, but through hard work, it really makes all the difference. And it gets you through the tough times. It really does. Because, you know, when you're miserable and depressed and upset, it's hard to get people to support you. It's hard to get a good vibe. And you don't play a good show. And, you know, music's really all about playing good shows. And that positivity is infectious. If you go on stage with a good attitude, a smile on your face, you're going to get that back from the fans 1,000-fold or 10,000-fold, depending on how many people are out there. And if you go out there with the world on your shoulders and so forth, you know, people aren't even probably going to notice you. They're going to look for that guy that's, you know, being in that positivity with that good energy. It really does make all the difference. And even if you're not feeling it, you should tell yourself that you're feeling it, because in a few minutes you probably will be.
I love it. Hey, how about telling us where folks can contact you, a connection online with social media, and to understand your website's under construction now, but where can folks reach you?
Right now, people can reach me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/theshakinjamaican. You can get me on Twitter, Shane Shaky J, with underscores. Right now, my Reverb Nation page is up, which is reverbnation.com/shakyj. And in about a month, you can check me out at www.theshakinjamaican.com. The site is already up and running. We're actually just filling it up with content, and then it will be out in the wild. And feel free to send me an email, post a comment, reach out to me on Facebook. If anyone has any questions, you know, about the scene here in Toronto, just music in general, I'd love to answer them.
I love it. It's been really good to have had you, inspiring, and certainly gets people moving this morning. You had just heard from Shane Forrest, a.k.a. the Shakin' Jamaican, who is a multi-instrumentalist and plays bass and guitar in Toronto's longest-running ska band, The Arsenals, and the leadest guitarist for Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers. And you can connect with him on Twitter at Shane_Shaky_J. Shane, thanks so much for being with us here on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And now let's listen to a little bit of the Shakin' Jamaican right here on the E-Musician Podcast Show on EPN.
To galaxy, moving at the speed of, boy, I don't know how fast we are going up. Moving throughout the universe, spreading the reggae, skanking and bubbling and bubbling and skanking.
This is the ePodcast Network.